Okay guys, so today I'm going to be doing another hamster thing, and it's about good and bad for hamsters. So the first thing is a bad thing, and it's the critter trail cages from, Casey. Those all are terrible, except if you get the extra large habitat, which you have to be careful. Like, I would only recommend those for dwarf hamsters. So, a good thing that you could use is a 40-gallon breeder aquarium with no water. And, it's great for hamsters of all sizes. And, I mean, the more the better. So, if you want to get a bigger cage, then that would be perfect. And yeah, okay, so on to the second thing, which is bedding. So you have to have some sort of substrate for them, and the first thing that you need to say no to is either pine or cedar bedding that has harmful chemicals that can harm them. So what you should get is the KT Clean and Cozy or Carefresh. Any of the paper bedding. You can also make your own bedding by shredding paper and a shredder, and that'll work just fine. Okay guys, so the third thing is the amount of hamsters that you get. So you cannot get, so Syrians are very territorial, so you can only have one in that cage, like a single cage. You cannot have two or they would kill each other. So, dwarfs can live alone, but they can also live in groups, but you have to do even numbers, because if you do odd, like two hamsters could team up on one, or three hamsters could team up on two, and they wouldn't get any food, so I mean, that's really all for that one. Okay, so the fourth thing is called hamster wheels. So, you probably already know that, but so, there are two good wheels and a couple bad wheels. So, the first bad wheel is called they're super cheap. They're like $2, but they're terrible, and they're wire mesh. So, like, the holes can scrape their feet, and it's wire, so I mean it's sharp, and the little holes, the hamster's foot could get caught in it while it's running and cut off its foot. That has actually happened to some people, so I do not recommend doing that, and it cuts them. So some good wheels are flying saucers. I know my hamster Twix loves those, and a silent spinner from Casey. Okay, so now I just have a little tip. So, my hamster Twix, if your hamster's like this, I mean, it worries me so much. So he doesn't chew. Like, he will not chew on anything. So what I did is I found something called a chew log. You can get them from Walmart, I think, and it's like a generic, but he actually the outside is made of like honey and wood chips, and he loves it. He chews at the alfalfa hay and the seeds and nuts on the other side, and then he actually chews on the outside. So I'll try. If you have a hamster and he doesn't chew, and mine does the same, so. Okay, I have one more thing. So, I want to know if your hamster does this. So, I have a dwarf hamster named Twix. So, he bites me. Like, if I put my, even if I try, like, put my hand in his cage to give him a treat or feed him, he'll come up to me, sniff the treat, and then, or food, and then come and chew on my finger. Like, if your hamster does that, there's a thing where in Anchor where it's like a little text message bubble with a plus. you can send in an audio recording, and I will put you in my next video. So, yeah. Bye.